Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, so the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. All right, big shout out to Noral Toyota, Keith Fadnimmer, all the boys and girls for sponsoring the show. We do appreciate your ongoing support. As you guys know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So on that note, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I'm Sherry Anthony. I'm wearing two hats today. Oh. I've been with the Wood Buffalo Regional Library as the community engagement manager for 19 years.
19 years?
19 years at the library, ooh, yeah.
Okay.
Big 20 next year.
Nice. Okay, and what's the second hat?
And then I'm also the vice chair for the Wood Buffalo Imagination Library Foundation. So I work with Julianne and some of the board members, and we offer the Dolly Parton Imagination Library here.
Wow, 19 years. Congratulations.
It's been a long...
So listen, 19 years, I got to ask this question then. Was the library that is currently in Mac Island, did you ever work at the library that was in City Hall?
We did, yeah. That's nice. Where I started too, so we did make the move.
That library was legendary.
Legendary.
I love that library.
Yeah.
We did have lots of fun sitting by the fireplace before everyone came in and just kind of enjoying it. It was a great, but by the end of it, we were just outgrowing it
so much.
There was book carts everywhere with books that we couldn't fit on shelves. The program room was nothing but books. So the move had to happen. But yeah, we definitely miss the old library. Yeah.
And I feel nowadays, because that old library, for people who don't know, there was like a lot of brick.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
It was just mostly brick.
It was just brick everywhere. And I feel nowadays they'd be like, this is unsafe to have this many brick, like, and kids running around. Like, I don't know.
Have you never been to a school?
No, but like, remember the fireplace? Like, it was, like, if you tripped, you were falling into brick. Like, it wasn't just the walls that were brick. It was
But we had
everywhere.
Those beautiful stairs that we did story time on. We did.
Are we really in a world where parents are worried about brick walls?
100%.
100%.
100%.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yep. It was beautiful. And a few months ago, you guys started posting on your Facebook page some historical pictures.
We did.
Of the old library, and I loved it. And me and my friends and family were sharing, oh, look at this, look at this. You're trying to, like, play Where's Waldo? Like, was I there that day?
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow.
It was amazing. I came up here 19 years ago with my husband.
He's
at Keanu College, and... I actually have a master's in sociology, so I have no background in library.
Right.
But I did story time back in my old library when I was a teenager, and they had a one-year term position open. And I was like, oh, I'm going to try this. I think this is fun.
Yeah.
And I qualified, and I fell in love with it, and they offered me to stay on it. We were like every other Fort McMurray couple. We're here for 1 year.
Right.
That's it. But then we fell in love, and so 19 years later,
that's
two children.
Awesome. There you go. Born and raised in Fort McMurray.
They are born and raised.
That's epic. Okay, so one of the other hats, and we're just going to get into it right off the bat, is the Imagination Library is throwing an event this weekend, and so that's one of the hats that you're wearing today. It's called a Storybook Gala.
Yeah, it's a wonderful event. Julianne's going to talk a little bit about it, but it's basically a night for families to enjoy coming dressed up as their favorite storybook character and get a chance to come out and enjoy some fun activities. We're going to have tons of storybook characters there that kids can get their autographs from.
That's right.
And then ATC, one of our partners, they have a booth set up, and so did the Multicultural Association and ourselves, the Wood Buffalo Region Library. So there'll be some activities at those booths.
That's right.
And it's just a great night and day and breakfast to come out for fun. I think we have a superhero breakfast, so come with your favorite superhero.
There's actually 5 events in total. I know this because I'll be the MC. And so I got the breakdown officially today of my responsibilities. So for everybody watching this right now, if you wanted to go on Friday night, I'm sorry, you can't go. It's sold out. That being said, there are some tickets still available for Saturday's events, But it looks like Sunday, if you want to go Sunday and you're seeing this video, you need to get there now because there's only like a handful of tickets left. So get out there and get your tickets for, not five anymore, there's still available tickets for four of the events. And I'm going to go pick up my costumes today.
Got to use your superpowers to get those tickets.
That's right. Are you dressing up?
I am.
Can you tell us or is it a secret?
My favorite childhood character was always Care Bear, so I'm dressing up as a Care Bear.
Oh, what is there a specific Care Bear in particular?
Chair Bear. Yeah.
Chair Bear.
Me and
okay.
My husband had fun at Christmas and he was Grumpy Bear and I was Chair Bear and my whole team dressed up and it's just one of those things. It was my childhood dream come true and I was like, I'm going to be a Care Bear. Plus I have to sit by the door and it's going to be cold.
Yeah.
It's really warm in the outfit.
Well, listen, I thought it was summer. It was going to be warm, but it snowed today.
I know. My sister sent a picture from Calgary too and I was like,
oh, they got snow down there too?
They got hit so hard too.
Oh, good.
I know. Yeah. I was kind of glad. Good.
Shout out Alicia. How's that snow?
Yeah, that's right.
Right? She was just coming back from Hawaii a few weeks ago, so I was glad she got hit.
Oh, even better.
Even better. That's right.
You try to get it at the tail end of winter and just get hit hard.
That's right. That's awesome. Okay, yeah, so yeah, a Care Bear costume is good. I don't know what I'm going to be dressed up as yet. No. I'm going, big shout out to Lisa Hilsentegger. She's going to allow me to go in the costume room at Holy Trinity to pick out a costume. So now that I have a whole room, I think I might try to pick more than one for the different events. It's going to be good.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be good. So 19 years in the hospital. So
in the library.
In the library. Sorry. Yeah. Ooh, brain fart. In the library. You have gone through some major changes.
Yes.
In that time frame.
We've been very lucky. So our department, we do the programming at the library, but we get an opportunity to do so many things. We work with all our rural communities. We fly to Fort Chip twice a month. We go to Jeanville and Conklin and Anzac. So much like the Imagination Library, we work with all our rural communities.
Right.
We get to work with the mental health ward at the hospital and Center of Hope, and we get to work with Free Rotary House and all those people that can't come out. So we get to work with those people. We work with Stepping Stones. We also and we have a homebound program. So if you can't come to the library for some reason, we'll deliver the books right to your house. So we get to do some amazing things meet some amazing people. We get to work with the AHS Recovery Center and go in and do programs. So
very busy outside of just like what happens in your four walls and two floors.
Yes, we're very happy we get to see people after 3 years.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's been a long, hard
I had no idea that you guys were that engaged with all of those different groups in the community and the outward Wood Buffalo area.
Yeah, we do a lot of partnerships. And same with the Imagination Library. Like I said, with our MOU last week, we signed a memorandum of understanding with Athabasca Tribal Council and Mackay Métis and Multicultural Association and ourselves. But we also work with like Wood Buffalo Housing and Development and Waypoints and stuff like that from the Imagination standpoint.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, lots of support. We're very lucky.
The one cool thing that you guys do, which has always blown my mind, and I'm just like, I don't even why do they do this? It's such an above and beyond thing. Is you guys have like library book drop-off points throughout Fort McMurray?
Yep.
Or like if you don't want to make the trip down the hill, you can just drop your book off at like Superstore and stuff. Or like there's different locations.
Which is kind of ridiculous because you had to go down there to get the book.
That's right.
We also have material delivery in Anzac and Conklin and Fort Chip and Fort Mackay. So. Yeah. Much like the services we offer here, they have their own take-a-book, give-a-book shelf in the rural communities.
Yeah.
So that encourages them to have books at, like, at hand right away.
Yeah.
And then they can request anything from our collection, our telescopes or our computers or our books or DVDs, and we can deliver it right to them.
That's,
and they can pick it up.
That's the cool part. Like, I've talked about it on the show a bunch of times, but I've been taking Keegan to the library literally since birth, and it's been awesome. It's an awesome place. From Dew's crafts, for him to learn about books, for story time, and for a parent who's trying to break a day up. It's like, hey, I'm just going to go to the library. That's going to crush probably an hour and a half of my day with a baby, like gang. So, but now as an older child, he's seven now, he can go to the library, he still gets books, but there's video games.
There's
movies, and he's just like, this is the coolest. Can I get something for my Switch? I'm like, yeah, go nuts. Like, it's not just books.
No, we try to outreach as much as we can. I know last year while we were in COVID, we got this beautiful telescope. So if you want to see the Northern Lights or the stars, you can check out. So
yeah,
we even have a Mac Island Go Pass. So if your family, if you find it hard to get a membership, but you want to get the Mac Island Go Pass, that's available for you to use for a whole week.
Yeah.
And give you free access to all of Mac Island services.
Oh,
too.
Wow. Yeah,
so the gym, the swimming.
Cool.
So just kind of working with groups to see where, you know, that cost saving stuff can come in handy.
Yeah.
So we have a photography set down there, so you can come out and take some pictures if you don't have a fancy camera with the lenses and borrow it. Stuff
yeah.
like that.
Very cool.
So access to, you know, those resources that not everyone can just afford to have in their house.
You just say you have camera lenses?
We do have camera lenses.
What kind of camera lenses do you have?
That I don't know.
We'll have to
My
go check it out.
My husband's the IT guy at the yeah. library, not me.
We'll have to swing by and check it out. So listen, we have a segment on the show called the Mac City Minute.
Yep.
It's brought to you today by McMurray Denture Center. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know who they are, but they
I
help
do.
With,
you know, in another 20 years, maybe.
That's what I'm saying. So if you or anybody else are looking for some new pearly whites, McMurray Denture Center. But Tanner, hit her with the Mac City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one. What is one dream you've been imagining accomplishing the longest?
Dream I've been imagining to accomplish the longest. Oh my golly. I don't know. I've been so lucky and fortunate to like get a lot of my dreams. Like I wanted to be a mom. I have two beautiful kids. The library is a dream. I think my longest dream was the past 3 years was seeing people again and being back to normal.
There you go. We're getting there.
We finally achieved that. The other day we had 100 people in our movie night and it was just amazing and heart filling.
My kid loved it.
Yeah.
Sing 2?
Yeah.
Such a good movie. Yeah.
Yeah, and I know my director's probably glad too because I was a little grumpy without people.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough.
My husband's glad I'm around people again.
That's awesome.
Question number 2. If you could meet any book character from any book, who would they be and what book would they be from?
Good question.
Oh.
Oof.
That is a hard question.
That's even got me stumped. I'm trying to think. Like, I've got so many in my head right now, Tanner. That's a good question.
See, I'm a huge Robert Munsch fan. I always had a dream to meet Robert Munsch. And
did you not meet him when he came here?
I did. I was actually the driving force. I remember calling my director and saying, hey, we can get Robert Munsch. This is the cost. Like, if you bring him, I'll babysit your kids for, like, eternity. And I was pregnant with my first child at the time, and he came up, and it was such an amazing experience.
Yeah, I met him and got his autograph.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
And you got to meet him?
I did. I have pictures and I have autographs and I got to hang out with him for the week, for the day that he was here. And he was amazing.
Jealous of both of you.
Legend.
And I got to meet Mo Williams down at an ALA conference, a library conference before.
Wow.
And that was pretty, he's the one that does Elephant and Piggy books.
Yeah.
So he is pretty amazing.
Cool.
So yeah, I've had great opportunities and the library's had some Martha Stewart and other people that we've got to meet over
That's
the
right. That's right.
And Chris Hatfield.
Yep.
Oh, I met him too.
Yeah. Astronaut.
Yeah, we're kind of related.
There you go. All right.
Question number 3. What is one book you think would make a great movie that doesn't have one yet?
I love Shark in the Park. Yeah.
I don't know that one.
It's an amazing book. It's a fun little book. And then there's another book called One, and it's about these crayons who... they're all different colors. And
I know this one.
Red picks on blue. And
yes.
And red is picking on everyone, and he's hot, and it's talking about bullying. And then in the end, it talks about how one person has to stand up. So gray stands up to red, and all of a sudden, then they all turn into numbers. And at the end, red becomes all their friends. And just, it's such an amazing book about bullying. I can see it being such a great little kids movie for the kids.
There you go.
Question number 4. What has been the craziest thing you've seen happen inside the library at either location?
Oh.
Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, because I'm assuming it's going to come from that downtown location.
Yeah. Missing teeth on that brick.
We've had lots of fun in the library over the years. We've had teddy bear sleepovers and kids and programs. I think the most amazing was this one day I was in a program and this mom came storming through and she's like, hey, can I drop my kid off? I'm going to be late picking them up. And I was like, yeah, no problem. I get it. You're a parent. Things happen. She goes, no, I'm actually in labor. My husband can't get out from site to come and get him, and I have to go to the hospital. I was like, what? I said, yes, you go on. You go on. We have it covered. You just go have that baby. Your kids stay here. She goes, I have nowhere else, and she really wanted to come here today, and I was like, yeah, you go. We got her.
Wow. That is crazy.
Yeah, if I
just
was,
that experience.
If I was going to leave my kid anywhere for an emergency situation, I feel like the library would be the safest bet.
And the kid got to do crafts all afternoon with me, so it was a give and take.
Win-win.
And the father, in their defense, was like 10 minutes late, so
yeah.
He did really good timing.
That's awesome. That's a great story.
And your final question, what is one book you think is important for all ages to read?
Oh, one story. I would have to say One Again. Like, mm-hmm. It's such an amazing book, and it teaches about bullying and understanding and forgiveness and things like that, so yeah. I definitely recommend that book.
And those have been your 5 questions.
There you go. Those are good questions, bro.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, killing it as usual. So are you a big book reader?
I am a big book reader. Yeah, I've okay. always been. It's been a hobby of mine, so that's why I fell in love when I was a teen working at the library. And mm-hmm. kind of when I came up here, I was like, oh, I wonder if this 1 year term seems interesting. I'm going to try it out. And then I fell in love.
Okay. So what kind of genres of books do you like to read?
I love true crime.
What? Like, I got to ask. I'm going to sound a little sexist here, but that's okay. I don't mind. What is it with the ladies and true crime?
Are you not into true crime?
Like,
I don't like the books, but like the shows.
Listen, I used to be into this one show called SVU.
No, it's called Law and Order SVU. Let's get this specific.
Yeah, and I used to love it, but then I had a kid, and now I cannot. I can't. I just, like, I can't stomach watching that show anymore.
My husband's like that. As soon as there's something about kids, he's out.
I'm out. But, like...
I guess you also, like, didn't birth the child or, like, carry the child for 9 months.
That's right.
Like, I know if, like, when my mom, especially as the youngest, saw me got hurt, she was just like, well, that sucks.
Yeah.
Right? Because she's been through it.
That's right. That's right.
I think for me, just trying to solve the problem and work it out in my head before I get to the end so I can be like that.
Oh.
I think it's that detectiveness.
You're trying to beat the book?
Yeah. You want to be Nancy Drew.
My husband hates it, though, because when we're watching shows or something or reading a book, I'll tell him what I think the ending is.
That's right.
Sure enough, that's what happens.
That's right.
It's like, how do you know that?
Yeah. And you're just good at TV.
You guys read the books together?
All the time. Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes he'll read a book, and then I'll read a book, and we'll pass it back and forth, yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
What we've recently started to do with Keegan is we will read a book that we know has a movie.
Yeah, we did that too.
And he's loving it, but he's just like, how come these movies are never as good as the book? And so, like, I'm trying, and when I say I, it's more Ethna than I. But so what we're trying to do is, like, the books are great, and... Yeah, the movies are okay, but read the books and just kind of get him into that mindset at a younger age.
But then sometimes I make the mistake of doing that, like Bridge to Terabithia. Oh. I loved Bridge to Terabithia when I was a kid.
Yeah. Oh, my
God.
So
me and my daughter just read it, and then I was like, whoa, there's a lot of intense stuff in here. Like, she's 11 years old, so I was like, oh. But the movie was so tamed, and I guess I hadn't read the book since I was so young.
Right.
So it's almost like pre-reading now to see.
Okay.
That movie is terribly sad.
It is terribly sad.
I don't know this movie.
Yeah,
you ever watched Bridge of Terabithia?
No.
It's the only movie where it's not a dog that something happens to, and I get teary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, you got to be careful with the books.
Yeah,
you do. You got to be careful with some books. Like, he is dying because I have the set there, and he looks at it. He's just like, what is this Lord of the Rings?
I love Lord of the Rings.
And then, like, I have The Hobbit and stuff, and I read them as a teenager, and so he's just the artwork is appealing, and I was like, nah, that's not for a 7-year-old kid.
When we rebuilt our house after the fire, we put a Harry Potter nook in, like a little reading nook for the kids. And
right,
they just love going down and just reading and taking that time.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, reading's fun. I'm a big Audible though.
Like, are you?
I crush books. Like, when I'm running, because I run a lot. When I'm running, I've got the headphones in. When I'm driving, like, to Edmonton, I'm such an old man now, but I really do enjoy the drive to Edmonton because I get to put on an audiobook and I get to, like, just listen to whatever I want to listen to. And so, I listen. So while I'm driving, while I'm running, if I'm doing chores around the house, I just have my books playing in my ear.
Audiobooks come in handy. We even encourage that with the newcomers that come in that's learning English as a second language because it's a chance for them to hear the story, but we offer them the book too so they can follow along in the book and start hearing pronunciation.
Great way to learn to read.
Yeah, and kids.
That's a great way to learn a language.
That's right.
I was thinking about that. Like, I feel like I could learn a second language like that.
Yeah,
that feels like, yeah.
Well, listen, I could talk to you all day. So please, please, please feel free to come back again and again and again. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the lights, the camera.
Oh, I just want, hopefully you guys come out to the Imagination Library Foundation Storybook Gala this weekend. It's going to be a great event, lots of family fun activities. We're going to be there, so you get to come and find out about our free memberships. And the library just went fine forgiveness for good. There's no more late fees. So
I heard about that.
Yeah, so you can come out and find all that exciting news out about us. And ATC is going to have an amazing booth and multicultural association. So it's just a great way to come out and get to know the community a bit better.
There we go. Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, for McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Big shout out to our sponsor, title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as the Mac City Minute sponsor, McMurray Denture Center. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. Hope everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hey guys, Karam here with McMurray Denture Center. A lot of people are surprised to hear this, but I'm born and raised here. So is this company. We're local, just like you. Come on in, we'll help you out.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Really?